Well, last night I nipped down to Asda. That's December 4th, 2012. Nipped down to Asda yesterday evening about 9 o'clock. It's just walking distance from where we live, to pick up a local paper, just to have a read for the evening before bed. And when I got down there, I was asked a question. My name's Alex, by the way. I'm the minister at Sandon Road Baptist Church in the Beacon International Centre. But as I was standing in front of the newspaper stand in Asda with a couple of dozen of different papers, local, national, Broad Street, tabloid, the whole lot, all of them, every single one, was blazed across its front cover, above the fold, big picture of Will and Kate and the news that she's expecting a baby. They've been kind of slightly forced into announcing this because she's very ill with an extreme form of morning sickness. And of course, we pray and hope that her and the baby are absolutely fine. But it seems to me like the papers have gone absolutely crazy. This announcement of a royal birth. In fact, the Daily Mail had a 12-page spread. So either their journalists had been working through the night to get that ready, or more likely, I guess, they'd done their work over the last few months in anticipation for this announcement. And just glancing through there, I was amazed by the expectations that were being placed on this baby, implicit and explicit. The sheer interest, the sheer weight of focus that this announcement has brought in the media, and the sort of anticipation of what this child, who will likely be third in line, whether they're a boy or a girl, the assumption is that Parliament will pass the bill, that either gender can inherit the throne. And so this child will be third in line. And yet she's a matter of weeks pregnant. And there's no due date being announced. She must be within that kind of 12-14 week window where morning sickness takes hold. And standing next to me was a chap. I didn't know him. We were both there buying a paper. And he turned to me and said, "What do you make of all this, these headlines blazoned about the royal birth?" And I turned to him and said, "Well, I'm glad you asked, actually," which is the kind of catchphrase that I use to remind myself that there are so many opportunities to talk about Jesus, to point to Jesus in our everyday conversations. "I'm glad you asked that." And this was the kind of response that I gave. And in fact, I was asked the question earlier on in the day as well, in a longer conversation with someone who did know me. What do you make, Alex, of this excitement and this expectation about Kate and Will's baby? And the response I gave, and I wonder if this might be helpful for you if you're in this conversation, maybe this week or in the next couple of weeks, was to talk about how the weight of expectations on this baby was just incredible. That of course it's good news, of course it's something to be celebrated, of course I hope that Will and the baby, Kate and the baby are absolutely fine in terms of health, but focused on these expectations, huge expectations. Why in the UK, and I suspect from my experience that in America and other countries it's equally as big, why such expectations placed on a royal baby? Because almost certainly this royal baby is not going to be able to live up to those expectations. It's only a matter of weeks old. Interestingly, all these newspapers who would often use terms like fetus or embryo for children that are under that 24-week point of development when it's legally still able to abort those children. Most of these papers would normally have used language like like embryo or fetus, and yet everyone is talking about a baby, a person, a boy or a girl. That itself is worth reflecting on. But my comment to this chap and to the lady earlier in the day who'd said was to say all these expectations on this royal baby are almost certainly not going to be fulfilled. He won't or she won't meet these expectations. It's impossible. And then I've mentioned about another royal baby who had expectations placed on them. About 2,500 years ago, almost 3,000 years ago, the son of a man called Isaiah. And there in Isaiah, an ancient book of the Bible, there's this promise given that there will be a son born and he'll be called Emmanuel, which means God with us, and he'll bring great rule and rescue. And this poor boy, a little bit like this royal baby, almost inevitably will be, this poor boy back in Isaiah's day, cannot keep these expectations, cannot live up to these expectations. And so Isaiah's son, who's called Emmanuel, when he grows into a man, he actually fails to deliver on what everyone hoped and expected he could deliver on. And in the case of the name Emmanuel, that means that name is lost for 700 or 800 years of history. No one wants to use it again because of its connotations with this failed royal son of Isaiah. And then Jesus is born. And of course, we're right on the cusp of Christmas, a royal announcement of a baby being born. God could not have timed it better in many ways to take this opportunity to talk of the real royal child, the divine child, if you like, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas time. And of course, that name Emmanuel, Isaiah's son, all the expectations were placed on, but he didn't fulfill any of them. Well, when it comes to Jesus, he's given that same name, Emmanuel, the name's resurrected, given to Jesus. And my experience, this is how I phrased it to the chap as we chatted for 2 minutes around the newspaper, my experience is that Jesus does live up to all the expectations, does live up to all the hopes, does live up to all the dreams that are placed on him in a way that both Isaiah's son 3,000 years ago couldn't do, and in a way that inevitably Kate and Will's baby will fail to do, because they're only human. And yet all these same hopes and promises of peace and prosperity and joy and love and harmony, which are placed on Jesus, the true Emmanuel, the true God with us, do actually come true. That's how I've sought to respond and engage in conversation around the great good news that Will and Kate are expecting a baby, but use it to point to the real royal baby, Jesus, whose birth we celebrate in a few weeks' time.